Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
All right, we're rolling for the Secret Show.
All right. Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Monday, September 12th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, we're all here. And we're at your disposal. You got a problem, we'd love to solve it. Before we get into any bad advices, there were a couple things I wanted to mention. I couldn't really talk about this on the main show because I wanted to be able to tell you what happened. Ray J, I guess, is watching The Kardashians on Hulu, and he is not fucking pleased with some of the shit that's being said. Kim, there's some talk on this show about whether or not there's a second sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray J is like, not only is there a second sex tape, Kris Kardashian watched them both and picked the one that she thought Kim looked better in. However, beyond the whole sex tape thing, Kim Kardashian thinks that Ray J stuck something up her butt while she was sleeping. He's furious about this. She was fretting that there might be a second sex tape.
What, a tracking device or a finger?
No, like a dildo.
Oh, okay.
And that she didn't wake up. I guess that area is so used to just having things rammed up there.
So
she
soundly
well, maybe
that she woke up in the morning and went, ow, my butt hurts, but I don't know why.
She says she's 99% sure there isn't another sex tape, and then suggested that if there was anything sexual in another tape, it might be Ray J sticking a dildo up her ass while she was sound asleep. She follows it up on the show by saying that's completely illegal and asks her lawyer to scare the shit out of this guy.
Ray J.
Yes. So Ray J says that is a total lie to suggest that I sexually assaulted her. And he says he's seriously considering a defamation lawsuit, which that is not allowed. Someone asleep, you can't ram something up their ass.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not into having sex on someone while they sleep.
Yeah.
In any way, whether it be a dildo or my actual
Although
stuff.
It's such a, in a partnership situation, I don't know. I guess maybe the line can't be blurry. It just has to be black or white. You have to wake me up and ask me if it's okay if you stick something up my ass. Like, I for sure, that's my line. Do not fuck me or do anything to me while I'm asleep. In fact, don't be around me because you don't want to wake me up.
Right.
I promise you.
Okay.
I am not a good person. So Ray says there is a second sex tape. Apparently there's a Cabo sex tape and another one that was shot in Santa Barbara. And he said Kris watched both tapes and chose the one to distribute in which Kim looked the best. Kris has denied all along that she had anything to do with the release of the tape. The tape, by the way, that made all of them billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now they've got kids.
That's okay. You know what? Sometimes you deny things and it's actually the right move to make. Just in that, now they don't... Because look, Someone like me, let's say Chris goes, okay, we put it out. Someone like me would never stop asking questions. I would have 10,000 questions and follow-ups to my follow-ups. Like, that's just the way that goes. You're better off saying, no, we wouldn't have ever done that. No.
Stop asking me.
Right.
Right. Because as what opposed did that family to, meeting look
wait,
like?
Wait, so you watched a video of this dude doing your daughter from start to finish, or was 1 minute enough for you?
She looks prettier in that one. That's the one we're going
like,
with.
Like, that's just too much. So, no, I don't think that that's something
Kim
you
admit
to. Kim
has also denied that she right. had anything to do with the release. Ray J says, she's a fucking liar and showed the contract that he signed with Vivid Entertainment where the sex tapes are chronicled in writing, and he said Kim is the one who wrote it. And her fingerprints, like literally her fingerprints are on the paper, which unless he's touched it too much, you can wipe those away. So basically, if they were so sure he leaked the sex tape, as he says they've strongly indicated for years now, why haven't they sued him?
Well, right. That lawsuit is, I mean, unless, look, I don't even like bringing the name up, but there are people like Trump who are so busy with lawsuits at all times in every single possible facet of their life mm-hmm. that that's just how they function in the world. Constantly.
Right.
I keep 10 lawyers on retainer.
I don't even deal with it. I've got lawyers who are taking care of all
of it. And they're just busy with my nonsense at all times. Right. So there's that. But I just, yeah, most people would, in that situation, most people would say, I'm clearing my name.
If there's an overarching like corporation that all of these girls and their businesses are under, like, you know, Kardashians Incorporated, whatever. And probably, God, you get to the size that Kylie Jenner is with her giant, or even Kim with her, with all her Spanx or Skims or whatever they're called. Like, they've got to have law departments. You know, if she wanted to, if any of them wanted to sue anybody, it would be as easy as picking up the phone and going, I really need to sue this guy.
I don't know why it's barely a porn.
Oh, it's a porn. I mean,
barely.
What part of her sucking his dick is
okay, well, that part, but still, like, it's not one that, she's a pretty lady.
You're saying it's not the kind of porn that you necessarily want to see.
Well, him lying on her back and banging her isn't letting me see what I need to see. Mm. Not to
no,
mention
they have some shots of her area.
They do.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing her area.
I remember some shots of.
I feel like that.
Well, the P and V.
Put it this way: I don't care about that video, and I sure as hell don't care about him. His own. Well, I think there are people who like the like. Isn't he on a reality show or something?
No, I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, he's just the. I did it first, or whatever that
hit
song
it.
Is.
Mm-hmm. I hit it first,
which is just. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Well, Kanye really doesn't like it.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by by Chumba Casino.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The other thing I wanted to bring up to you is, so Saturday night, John and I were getting a little loose. We were getting drunk.
Oh, Moscow Mules.
Ripped. Yeah, we were drinking the Moscow Mules. And we're just, you know, we're having fun. We're watching
While I was
Reacher
painting
and
toenails and, yeah. and fingernails.
Super fun. So it's getting late, and we're a couple drinks in and stuff.
Just
and
you two?
Yeah, just us. And it was my other kid. I don't think he's moving back home. He lives with a girlfriend now.
And where?
Right in Mill Valley.
Okay.
I guess her parents have a place down on the beach, and they basically live there. And so he was quarantining at this girl's house, and they have a whole work thing. Like, she's an artist, and so she's working on her
this
art
is
stuff.
Pat and Mary Ann's kid?
Oh, no, different Jesse.
Just
a random friend.
All right.
I've known her for, you know, we've met her many times. She's the one he went to Europe with. So they come back and they've got COVID and they quarantine. And he was like, you know, there's nobody pushing me out of this place. And I've got some independence and I'm going to just stay with her for a while. I'm like, fine with me.
So she's not going to charge him rent.
I have no idea what she's going to charge him. She should charge him rent.
Well, that's
her parents should charge him rent.
I would definitely pull my daughter aside and say, look, it may seem like no one's asking you for money yet, so it seems fine. That will eventually boil into a festering mess if you don't come to an agreement in advance and start taking care of that.
Right.
You could ruin your whole friendship. 2 months from now, unbeknownst to you, this person's like, who lives in another person's house for free? And never even brings up money.
Right.
So anyway, I would absolutely be like, Isla, you have to pay that person.
Yeah. You need to talk to them.
They're not your mom and dad.
Right. Exactly. But I guess they never see the parents. But I agree with you 100%. Excuse me. So we're sitting there on the couch and we're chit-chatting. And we weren't totally ripped. And I'd already blown him that day.
He was Friday and Saturday, or this?
No,
was...
no, Friday. It just didn't work out.
Our son
came over, and we went to dinner. And
the COVID kid.
He's done with COVID now.
Now he
just lives with this girl.
All right,
his friend.
Right.
So I blew him on Saturday, half-heartedly, frankly. I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Swallow that stuff.
No, Lord, no.
Spit it out, or.
No, he goes, it's happening. And I go, all right.
Somewhere else?
Let me get the fuck out of the way of that. And let me get a towel.
You blew it into a towel?
Well, he blew it into a towel.
So you aimed it for him?
I aimed it, and I made sure it got on the towel.
Oh, man.
I don't want it on my shag rug. I mean, I got a nice
rug
in there, you know, even though it's not my room anymore. We do all the sex stuff in his room. Anyway,
his splooge. Let that go wherever he wants it to go.
No, it's still my rug.
All right.
I want it to look nice and not be all matted up. It's just really long. It's this really long, furry, 70s looking shag rug. You know?
I hate that.
Oh, God, it's so nice.
Hard to clean.
Walking in that. Oh, it's great.
Oh, try vacuuming that piece of fucking garbage.
Yeah.
I don't have to. I have a lady who does that for me.
Oh.
So she's constantly going, oh, God, it's got that.
It's stuck that cut in the goddamn brushes again.
She never says a thing.
Oh, no.
And it always looks perfect. But you can tell she can't get it under the bed. You know, the bed is really low to the ground. Like, it's just real heavy. So that's it. We just get to the edge. But, like, the cats aren't allowed in there. No shoes are allowed in there. Like, it's great.
Right.
So you walk around on that at night in the barefoot. Oh, God, I love it so much. It was just nice to put
not enough to
down.
Sleep in there.
No, not enough for that.
Right.
But I did like to swing my legs off the bed and put them in the shag rug.
All right, so you're blowing
okay,
John.
So that was in the past. So I'd already blown him that day. Now we're sitting on the couch. It's later. He goes, how many times in our entire relationship of 33 years, how many times do you think you've blown me?
Oh, this is fun. This is you two at home alone.
Yeah.
Drinking.
How many blowjobs do you think you've given me? And I said, I don't know, 500. He goes, it has to be more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the right answer is not nearly enough.
More to come, baby.
Right?
So,
guys? I'm guys thirsty. Are with me.
100%.
Yeah. Not nearly enough.
So we were thinking, though, you know how they make it? There's like a whole wives' tale or joke or whatever it is where if you put a jelly bean in a jar, every single time you do it for the first year of your relationship or until you get married, and then after you get married, you take a jelly bean out every time you do it over the course of your, that you'll never empty the jelly jar, the jelly bean jar.
Nobody ever told me that horrific fucking tale. And if I'd
heard that,
I would have fucking never gone there.
Oh, well, because now
I really did believe I was going to be different. Yeah. I was going to change this constant stereotype that marriage carries around. I was going to change it all.
Yeah.
The jelly bean story.
Just put in a jelly bean every time you do it until you're married, and then you start taking them out.
It's bogus.
Wow, it's like we didn't do it at all this year. This seems exactly the same.
Seems pretty full.
Well, Brynn is a good example of this because, man, they used to do it every single day.
Currently, just, you know.
You're getting a lot? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that we're in a special circumstance.
Well, you're because you're with child.
Yeah, I mean. If you look at, like, forget that you're not married. You guys have a 5-year-old daughter.
You're practically married, sure. Okay.
You're practically married. Okay. So, you know, up until you had that daughter, you were doing it every single day. You would brag about that on The Secret Show.
Yeah, we had more time. We had a lot more time.
Yeah.
And I think that if we didn't have all the responsibilities of children.
Oh, really? You think she'd still be like, yeah, let's do that
again today? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because normally when she's off and...
It's really nice.
Don't do that, Sarah.
It's nice that you think that.
I'm not going to defend anything. You're right.
Oh, thanks. Oh. Wow, without a fight, he just laid right down. It's boy, you are a good husband.
I'm just tired.
Yes, dear, whatever you say.
Yes, honey. That sounds brilliant. Funny. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you had an answer.
No, but we sat and figured it out. And we figured...
So how many blowjobs have you given him?
Probably, well, the thing is, the first year that we were together, he was in school, so I only saw him maybe 2 or 3 days a week, so I would definitely blow him it. So we were thinking like 5 a week. And it didn't have
to be... Do blowjobs...
It only had to be mouth on in the course of whatever we were doing.
Oh, it didn't have to be a solo blowjob.
Just like I'm fully clothed and with an annoyed look on my face, blowing him until he's done, hurry up, the end. It wasn't like that. It was
you really make it sound fun.
Anytime the mouth touches the cock, right?
If I gave him oral, right? Uh-huh. Which I assume was like basically every time you have sex.
Uh-huh.
So it came out to like say 300 the first year, and then like 200 for the next couple years, and I think we ended up saying it was around probably 1500 total.
You blow him almost every time you guys do it.
Yes, I put my mouth on him every time we do it.
Every time?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
I'll tell you why not, because, you know, careful.
What?
That thing's on a timer. Like, you know, careful with that.
Oh.
Yeah, and my timer's set for a really low number. So let's make this happen.
Let me push your forehead away. Calm the fuck down.
Oh.
We want to get to the main event. You don't need to work so hard with the foreplay.
I'm not like that either.
He'll stop me. Just stop. Don't move.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he gets into... And the thing is, too, like if we're doing the full Monty, whatever.
Anal.
The whole 7 minutes.
No, just, yeah. If we're doing... If I know we're also going to have intercourse...
He cracked.
This video looks straight at me. Every time, it's like, yeah. He does butt stuff.
If we're going to have sex, have intercourse, then I don't want to blow him after. He's, you know, I'm not going back there. So if he's going to get any mouth.
Oh, yeah, let me put this in your mouth
You don't want to taste it yourself, huh? That's a bummer.
I don't want to. No, thanks. I know that's not going to kill me. I'm fine with it, but I'm not, you know, I'm not looking to like, oh my God, let me lick that lollipop.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That is not.
What's the matter with you?
I just no thanks. Let's.
Pussy's like the tastiest meat.
Oh God!
You didn't know that?
You know, great. It's for boys, I think, and some girls.
What are you talking about? Everybody loves the taste of pussy.
And not only do I not love the taste of pussy, but afterwards, I'm
and
like,
by the way, you've tasted pussy.
Well,
what are you talking about?
That girl that you and Good Rick did. You licked her all up.
No, I didn't. I've never licked a chick's pussy.
You never
In all of the things I've done with chicks, I've never licked a chick's pussy.
Man, that's weird.
It's not weird. It's not my thing.
Okay.
I think it's how I know I'm not gay.
That makes
and
sense.
And I'm not even bi. Like, I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm somewhere on the spectrum.
You've made out with more girls than I have.
A lot of girls.
Probably, yeah.
Just a girl here or there.
Here or there.
And you liked it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about here or there. It's not like I'm every
Who
weekend
was the
finding
girl?
Some girl to make out
Hold
with.
Hold on. Who was the girl?
In
I
Vegas?
Think it was a Vegas trip.
Yeah,
Vegas
trip.
Her name was Jennifer.
You made out with her the whole time.
Yeah, she was a good kisser.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was because you guys were all like, oh my God, they're making out. And then it was, then I, later I was
well,
drunk
also,
and she,
right, I was,
she was
say,
into it.
You know. 20 drinks helps too.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Loosens you right up.
Yep.
But I didn't go down on her or anything.
But you wanted to.
No.
She just wouldn't let you.
No.
Oh. Weird. You don't want to. I
no,
wanted
I,
to.
Yeah,
I was
I
like
know,
looking
I
at
know,
that chick going,
I know,
man, I'd lick that pussy.
I don't want to have
that chick was cute.
Juice in my mouth. I know she was cute.
Really cute.
One of my best looking
like,
girlfriends.
Like not made up cute. Like really cute.
I know. She was. Was her name Jennifer?
I don't know.
You were the one making out with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
And
that
almost licked her pussy.
Swap and spit.
I didn't almost lick anything.
You were close.
No.
And you really don't know close. You don't like it, Sarah. You haven't tried it, so.
I know I wouldn't be into it.
And by the way, you paint this or taint this or whatever it is you're doing to this. You do it like, oh, only because you guys were so crazy. Half the time I'd be looking away at something else, look back, and there you are all. I'm like, that is not a show for anybody but yourself.
Yeah, okay. You see it your way, I see it mine.
All right. I do.
You're right.
Right. I know.
We'll just concede every point.
I'm sure I have a picture of it somewhere, although I probably don't have it on this phone.
You took pictures. I see. I was doing it for you.
Oh, I'm sure somewhere. I'm always good for a photo of you making out. Then you just keep making out. I've got pictures of you making out with you, Zed, and hot ass Danielle.
That was just for the show,
right?
Because we were on The Secret Show, and you'd be like, "Oh, you should make out with Danielle. Oh, you should make out with Zed." It was. Oh, I'm like, all right, Kathy.
Kathy, you
I think
made
Kathy
out with.
Kathy was kind of into me, though.
I think they like, all were kind of into you. What are you talking about?
I tried to kiss Danielle when we were alone one time, and she was not having it.
Oh, she only does it for the show?
Yeah. She was all, uh-uh.
No, she's fight. Gnarly.
What do you mean?
Well, I think you didn't you say last week like you had asked her some question and she uh-huh. went, "That's none of your business."
Yep. Yeah. Yep. She goes, you don't. That's not.
That's not for you to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's rude.
No, it's just making.
I mean, you're a friend trying to just know her. Just want to know you.
That's her thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I just went okay. Just hit the limit. That's all right.
Fine line.
What?
It's a fine line.
It is a fine line. Oh.
Yeah, time to go.
I don't like this fine line stuff, fast. Though. That hurts.
I know it does.
Oh. I'm surprised you didn't respond with something like, oh, okay, so you can go in the fuck tent at Burning Man, but you can't answer a goddamn question well, your best friend has?
If she did ask. If she did go in the fuck tent, I didn't.
You wouldn't know. She wouldn't tell you.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. That's none of my business.
Speaking of fuck tents.
What about it? That lady last week?
Nope.
Oh.
When you see it, you'll go, oh, that's what he was talking about.
When am I going to see it?
You'll see it. You'll see it. It's going to happen.
What are we going to see?
What fuck tent
it's
are we
gonna
talking
happen.
About?
It's going to happen. Don't worry about it.
I can't wait.
Well, are our listeners going to get to
hear I have no
about
idea
it?
What he's
they
talking about
exactly
right now.
They know exactly what I'm talking about, and you will too soon enough.
A fuck tent.
This is...
Can you just explain the fuck tent to us? I'm
really confusing.
The Ring of Power? No.
Oh, half of the Game dragon. Of Thrones oh, thing.
Okay.
All
oh,
right.
All right. I see what he's talking
tent.
About. That's why I don't
I
know.
I tried not to tell you. So now that
I gotta go.
Well,
watch
you already
it now.
Told me this morning that she bangs her uncle. Spoiler
I didn't say
alert.
That. I didn't say that.
God, who? The
That's
fuck
not
is
what
she
I
bang?
Said.
I hope she doesn't bang her father.
What episode are we on right now?
Four.
Three.
Fourth.
Four. Okay.
The fourth one. Let's go. Can't believe we forgot to watch that.
I can't either.
Fuck tent.
I switched off football because I was like, I gotta see it, or she's gonna come in all, oh my god! And you come in and you're like,
I'm like Reacher's great.
I forgot all
that. Shit, I forgot to watch that one show I love.
How'd that happen?
All right, thanks for listening. Send your emails to Bryn @radioalice.com.
The end.